Construction workers are whistling again. Thanks to the network, they can move between jobs without wasting valuable work days getting a physical. All Together Now's Bettina Gregory examines.
Construction is the most dangerous occupation there is. One out of every five people who die from accidents on the job is a construction worker, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. That's far more than in any other profession. Accidents on the job killed almost 1,200 construction workers in 2005, the latest year for which statistics are available. Add illegal drugs and you've got even bigger problems.
Of all the occupations in the United States that they track, the number one abuser of drugs are construction supervisors, and number two are construction workers.
That's Bob McCall of the Master Builders Association of Western Pennsylvania.
Whenever there is an accident that involves substance abuse, 80% of the time, the person not using drugs is the person who's injured in the accident.
Federal statistics show up to 20% of construction workers abuse drugs. Still, the federal government does not require drug tests for them. McCall says since Uncle Sam isn't stepping in, the construction industry in Pittsburgh acted on its own. Requiring construction workers to have a clean drug test before being hired, plus random tests while on the job.
A lot of it was driven by the owners of construction projects, specifically the power industry.
But who could fill this need? Enter Cindy Latsko. Once married to a primary care doctor, Cindy managed the urgent care center where her husband practiced. There, they did a lot of pre-employment physicals for construction workers. When she got divorced, Cindy bought a mobile testing unit and called her company Mobile Medical Corporation. She started going out to construction sites to administer drug tests to workers.
I found that I was working for the same contractors over and over again and testing the same workers just on different projects. So at one point, the Contractor Association for the Electricians came to me and asked, "Don't you think that there's a way that we could possibly do this a little better?" So what we did is we created a data pool and we tested the workers and put the information into a pool where the contractors could hire out of. And we would verify if the workers had certain credentials before they went to work. 11 of the large facility owners in Pittsburgh signed and approved our program right at our initial kickoff.
That includes Reliant Energy, U.S. Steel, Allegheny Power, Duquesne Light, the Master Builders Association representing about 75 large contractors, and unions such as the Ironworkers. Frank Migliaccio is Executive Director of Safety and Health for the Ironworkers International, in Washington, D.C.
Personally, I think this is the greatest thing we've done in a long time. What we're trying to do is we're trying to cut out the problem for our contractors, and by cutting it out for our contractors, we're also cutting it out for our membership that is out there that wants to work safe and go home every day to their families.
All this happened just as Pittsburgh was getting ready to tear down the old Three Rivers Stadium to build Heinz Field for the Pittsburgh Steelers and PNC Park for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bob McCall of the Master Builders Association says Mobile Medical Corporation launched its new service just as these two new stadiums were about to be built.
Mobile Medical was there and just really brought through thousands and thousands of construction workers in the first few days of the project.
I developed my database to be interactive through our website, and each contractor can enter one worker, or if they're hiring in 100 that day, they can put all their numbers in at the same time, and they get a list of who is eligible to go to work on the work site.
Bob McCall of the Master Builders Association, or MBA, says the large contractors he represents and the four major building trade unions have already seen an improvement in safety as a result of regular and random drug testing.
Right now, the average contractor in the United States has about 4 lost time accidents for every 100 full-time workers. MBA contractors are now down to less than 1 accident for every 100 full-time workers. It's 4 times better than the national average.
Would you believe that Cindy Latsko's pioneering information sharing system also saves money? Most construction workers work for several different companies during the course of a year, and now each company doesn't have to do its own drug test.
Every verification on the database represents to them a test that they didn't have to pay for.
Bob McCall of the Master Builders Association says his contractors are happy because they're saving millions.
There's savings that are direct cost savings in such that we aren't spending medical bills. There's indirect cost savings in the sense that now we aren't losing production because there's an accident on a project.
And Mobile Medical's database can be accessed from anywhere in the country.
So that if a contractor in Alaska on a pipeline project wants to look it up, they can as well.
Frank Migliaccio of the International Iron Workers adds, the union looked at a lot of companies to keep track of their drug testing programs.
It turned out that Mobile Medical Corporation had the best plan for the iron workers' needs. They actually brought everything together and brought it to us in one package.
Mobile Medical Corporation continues to grow. It's already the third-party administrator for building contractors and labor unions.
We started as a medical company, but as we've grown and our database and our information technology has developed and tied in with the internet, we have become an information management company every bit as much as a medical testing company.
Cisco agrees. In 2006, Mobile Medical Corporation was the grand prize winner of Cisco's Growing with Technology Award, recognizing technical excellence and innovation in the field of customer relations.
I was excited, really excited to get the award, for both for myself and for my customers. You know, they were very helpful in getting the project and helping us design and identify what the needs are.
How many people do you know who've created a win-win situation for labor and management? That's what makes Cindy Latsko and Mobile Medical Corporation so special. Cindy Latsko saves time and money for both labor and management while improving safety and productivity on construction sites. That results in the biggest win of all, a business which is rapidly growing to fulfill her customers' expanding needs. Reporting for Altogether Now, I'm Bettina Gregory.
Thank you for listening to Altogether Now. Altogether Now is sponsored by Cisco. If you'd like more information on today's show or future segments, you can find it at cisco.com/go/altogethernow. On the next segment of Altogether Now, we get to know one of the most connected families in North America. Don't miss it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Charles Zewie.